Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is fucking Friday. It's the 18th day of March, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 46 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 56 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's a melting. What's little there is a melting. Yep, I can already feel the smoke coming. Anyway, let's see what we're going to open up with here. Biden officials fear mass migration event if COVID policies end. When you talk about a catch-22, the next article goes with it, but we'll check this out when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Sorry for the slow up there. Just trying to get things straight here. One second though. All right. Biden officials fear mass migration event if COVID policies end. So if we've got the, you know, this fucking lie of COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. But if they're still claiming that COVID-19 does exist, if we end the fucking emergency, then we have to let all these motherfuckers come across our goddamn border and bring it back into the goddamn country because we have it fixed. I mean, you talk about a catch-22 bullshit motherfucking bunch of shit. How is this fucker still walking the goddamn earth, this fucking chicken neck little motherfucker, highest paid fucking civilian fucking contractor in the goddamn United States that we do not need? Anyway, this is from Axios, and it was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. U.S. intelligence officials are privately bracing for a massive influx of more than 170,000 migrants. Why? At the Mexican border, if COVID-era policies are allowed to instant expulsion during the public health emergency. So what you're saying is there is no public health fucking emergency. And even if there was, you don't have the goddamn authority to fucking tell us to do shit. But if you drop the public health emergency, then you have to let these and more COVID in, and it's going to cause another fucking emergency to fucking lock us down. I mean, I love this fucking shit. Do you think we're going to put up with it, you motherfuckers? During the health emergency are ended, sources said, direct knowledge from the discussion tell Axios. The response underway includes a newly created and previously unreported, fuck, I love this shit, Southwest Border Coordination Center, essentially a war room to coordinate an interagency response. Well, what's your interagency response? You've sent all of the goddamn border fucking frauds, the fucking people who fucking helped them across the fucking border over to fucking Ukraine, where they're being trapped, by the way, having their goddamn passports cut up, man. I mean, your shit is falling apart, you fucking losers. Border officials have the Title 42 more than 1 million times to have used Title 42 more than 1 million times to rapidly expel migrants at the southern border without hearing asylum claims. But the Trump era order wasn't set up to be permanent. Wait, shouldn't it have to be fucking permanent? I mean, just because if let's just pretend, because we have to pretend, because COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. So we have to pretend. Let's pretend it existed. And we get it to the point we've eradicated it, and we have it down to we don't have to wear fucking slave masks or fucking do this fucking phony ass or take the biological kill agent. We've gotten rid of all of this fucking shit. So what you're telling us is that there's 170,000 motherfuckers across the border, setting across our border, that we have to let in to recreate this fucking goddamn pandemic that never was, so that you can institute the controls anyway, right? Do you think we're that goddamn stupid? I hate to keep saying that. Well, we'll help you out down there. We'll take care of those 170,000 motherfuckers. Homeland Department Security Intelligence estimates that perhaps 25,000 migrants already are waiting in Mexican shelters just south of the border for Title 42 to end. Then let it fucking end. Go down there with fucking 500,000 people with fucking guns, and if they come at our goddamn border, shoot their fucking asses dead as soon as they step over the goddamn line. That is our fucking right as American nationals to defend what belongs to us, what is being taken from us without due process of the law, that we are absolutely guaranteed without question because it is supreme law of our fucking land. On Wednesday, DH Deputy Secretary John Tyne asked employers to consider stepping forward to support the DHS voluntary force. Oh, another voluntary fucking force. Your fucking shit's falling apart in fucking Ukraine. You're being showed for the thieving, robbing motherfuckers you are, that it was all just a big fucking scam to fucking steal more resource. I mean, fuck people, we ain't got much left. How much are you going to let them steal? Why hasn't that fucking Hunter Biden been fucking indicted and fucking prosecuted and fucking the big guy right with him, huh? Are they claiming their sovereign immunity, perhaps? Well, you don't have sovereign immunity to violate the fucking law of this fucking land, which is the fucking Bill of Rights ratified by we, the people. This are representatives of we, the people, December 15, 1791. You're not going to play this circle jerk with us. And somewhere in the circle, bullets are going to fly both fucking ways, motherfuckers. Citing large numbers of migrants at the southwest border, according to an email seen by Axios, the email seeks general support for U.S. Customs and Border Protection and help with data entry. Well, that's because they sent all those fucking people over to the fucking Ukraine, and they can't come back because their passports have been hacked up. God damn it. This is fucking so blatant and in your face. Just fucking refuse it, people. Them son of a bitches come in. Fucking it's time to fucking start shooting. This is invasion. By definition of the English language. You can say it in any fucking language you want, but the English language is the goddamn official language of this goddamn country, whether you like it or not. And it is in violation of our fucking law. They can't come in. You can't give them permission to come in. You do not have the fucking authority, corporation,
to give anybody the authority to come in and take what belongs to us without giving us due process of the fucking law, which they cannot provide because they are foreign nationals. Got it? Sources spoke to Axios on condition of anonymity to discuss sensitive internal conversations. White House spokesperson Vedant Patel, hard to tell what goddamn country these fuckers are from. This is New World Order motherfuckers running your goddamn fucking offices and shit. Did not confirm or dispute specifics of Axios reporting, but said in a statement, of course, the administration is doing our due diligence to prepare for potential changes at the border. Yeah, you pump more of them motherfuckers in. That's what it's all a fucking about. If you can't pump them in from the Ukraine, you'll pump them across the southern border because you're building a fucking army. And we're sitting here on our ass letting you do it. Well, the letting's about to fucking stop, you son of a bitches. We're down to about nothing to fucking lose here, people, in case you haven't realized. That is good government in action. You're not government to fucking begin with, corporation. You have no fucking authority over we the people. And the government you have built is in violation of our law. So it is fucking null and fucking void. It is rogue. It has no fucking jurisdictional authority inside the borders of these United States of America. Period. The statement said, as always is the case, the administration is working every day to provide relief to immigrants. Fuck the American people. Fuck the people that you're supposed to represent. If you did, see, that Constitution never was. This fucking corporation, it fucking is. And they represent fucking more of these motherfuckers from around the fucking world. They didn't support destroying this country and making a third world fucking hellhole where you fucking bow at the feet of a fucking Chinaman. Are you going to let it happen? Restore order, fairness, and humanity. Suck it up your fucking ass, you son of a bitch, to our immigration system. You know, the fucking thing is, the reason that you are not enforcing the law. You got the executive branch. If this was, if there was a constitution, which there is not, we have to admit it because it never fucking was. We never consented to it. But what they're doing, we have never consented to either. We never consented to a fucking corporate fucking aristocracy or monarchy. We did not consent to that. In fact, it is forbidden by our law, isn't it? But of course, we have to fucking enforce that law. Internal discussions have raised alarms in human trafficking networks through Mexico. Well, through Mexico, hell, you got the drug cartels operating on this side of the fucking border with your fucking consent, United States Corporation, enemy of the fucking people. Declared fucking enemy of the people, has declared war on we the fucking people. If you fucking people want to have a fucking country for your goddamn grandchild, you better recognize that declaration of war and meet it with fucking bullets. Top Biden officials representing multiple agencies have been meeting to discuss a whole of government plan to deal with the potentially record-breaking spring influx of migrants, like the fucking border zone. They're coming over as fast as they fucking can. What makes anybody think that anybody, the refugee part of it's being stopped by fucking Title 42, which is fucking, it's bullshit. It's goddamn corporate policy. It's not fucking enforceable on any United States citizen. There I go. God, this is how fucking frustrating it is. United States national. But we can enforce our fucking law, people. Their fucking titles and stuff are for a corporation. We are not run by a corporation. We're not goddamn Mussolini's fucking Italy. You got that? He's not boss. We don't have fucking bosses. We have fucking common law courts, and we have a fucking common law, known as the Bill of Rights, ratified December 15, 1791, and it is unalienable. Cannot be changed, cannot be taken away. Gotta be enforced. Mass migration contingency plan. How about we have a contingency plan for you, motherfucker? This is what I'm talking about, taking the head off that fucking snake. They thought they were gonna pour people in here through that Ukraine bullshit. And they're already, just like yesterday, pouring more in here from fucking Afghanistan. How do you stop it? You stop them fucking by taking the head of that fucking snake off. You cut the fucking head off, the rest of the snake dies. The plan is sweeping, reflecting how serious the Biden administration believes the situation could soon become. No, what the Biden fucking monarchy, fucking corporate monarchy, fucking corporate fucking mafia, because it is a mafia being run out of fucking Ukraine, his fucking particular fucking dynasty. Mafia dynasty being run out of fucking Ukraine believes the situation could soon become worsening because you're fucking making it that way, you son of a bitch. You are doing it. You're fucking busted. Out in the goddamn open, the only fucking question that remains is what are we going to do about it? And you going to just sit here and let them keep bringing a fucking army in to kill your fucking people? Are you going to take those motherfuckers out and get rid of the head of that fucking snake that can't be here, that is here in violation of your fucking law and your fucking jurisdictional authority as a fucking individual? It soon become a worsening, a border surge that has troubled it from the beginning, that they have fucking instigated. I mean, send the National Guard troops down there. What for? To fucking help carry him across the fucking border. I'll tell you what, these little motherfuckers are going to start running the other way when it's lead coming at them instead of free Walmart. The SBCC will physically operate out of the DHS headquarters. See, both of these fucking non-governmental fucking agencies fucking running your goddamn life and giving your fucking country away to the international corporate fucking mafia fucking dons. DHS headquarters at St. Elizabeth in the case of a border emergency and will be led by Border Patrol's Matthew Hudak. According to two sources familiar with the details. Now, if you went down there as American and national to enforce the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, in particular the ninth article, which forbids them and any authority to fucking take anything from you without giving you that fucking due process of law, guaranteed to each American national. You went down there to enforce that, they point their fucking gun. They have no problem shooting you. Make no mistake about it. They'll carry the fucking invaders across the goddamn fucking Rio Grande, but they'll shoot your fucking ass if you come to stop it. So you better take a lot of people with you. It's time for a couple million of us to go down there with fucking goddamn guns and just open up on those son of a bitches. Just start fucking, wherever we hit them first, start shooting. Keep fucking shooting until they're all back across the goddamn border. Come clear up fucking north and come clear across this fucking country. Kill every fucking one of them. They are invaders into our country. Go ahead.
Hey, you're 100% right. You know, what really makes me mad about this, I mean, they think, like, we patriots are, you know, don't know what's going on. When you sit up and you have posting and listening for people to speak bilingual, you know, Spanish,
yep,
and English, I mean, come on, man, this has all been set up just forever, you know. You turn around, they got things in double language. You know, they have things in English and things in Spanish on the same roll of toilet paper. You know, on the same thing of napkins. They have really managed, like you said, they have manufactured these people in here. It is a replacement of us. They literally have things around here in Oklahoma where you have to speak bilingual. If you want a job somewhere, like working in the government, like giving them free food stamps and things like that, you had to speak English and you had to speak Spanish. You had to be bilingual.
You're absolutely fucking correct. And this ain't the first time they've done this. They've done this down in Florida in goddamn in the early 1980s. You couldn't get a job down there. I don't care if you are a master fucking mechanic. You couldn't get a job as a mechanic or anything else. This was just like local shit when they were testing this crap out to see if they could get away with it. And whoever did it should have been shot back then. Somebody should have walked up and fucking popped them in the fucking head. This is fucking goddamn treason. This is sedition without fucking question. This is an attack on the people and our goddamn freedoms and our liberties and our autonomy. And if we don't meet that fucking attack and fucking repel it, I mean, you think they're going to just all of a sudden going to stop pumping more fucking goddamn soldiers to fucking kill you in here? Quit retraining them down on the Indian reservations in New Mexico. keep bringing goddamn fucking hardened soldiers from Afghanistan? Do you think they're going to stop? No, they're not. Oh, boy, we've got another election coming up. We're going to go. I'll go fucking vote. I'll still have a vote. Go ahead. Thought I heard somebody in there. Guess not. The CSCC will physically operate out of the DHS. Two fucking non-governmental agencies, corporate motherfucking contractors with zero fucking authority over the property of that belongs to we, the fucking people, which is this United States of these Americas, and it belongs to us exclusively. And the only way it can be taken from us is through the goddamn common law courts that they have fucking removed. So they cannot do this no way fucking lawfully. In fact, their existence is a violation of our fucking law, equating to fucking treason and sedition, which puts your ass against the fucking wall, you treasonous son of a bitches. Headquarters at St. Elizabeth in the case of a border emergency and will be led by Border Patrol Matthew Huddock. Well, they ain't got very many goddamn people down there to point guns at you. How fucking cowardly are you people? You people that are close, you just can't grab up your fucking rifles, just go down there. I mean, just so many goddamn of you that they can't put a man on 100 of you. They can't put a man on 1,000 of you. Go down there like that and see if them 170,000 want to walk into a wall of fucking goddamn hot lead. Although SCB members have not been finalized yet, DHS is asking for senior officials to support the Center for relevant agencies such as the Departments of State, Justice, Defense, and Health, and Human Services. Contractor, contractor, contractor. All of this shit is under contract. This is not the Republican form of government. This is not fucking in compliance with the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights. This is not in fucking compliance with any of our fucking written, ratified by we the people, fucking absolute unalienable law. It is, in fact, it is repugnant to it. It is fucking a goddamn violation. Every fucking thing they're doing is a violation of the law. We have to enforce that fucking law, and the way to do it, you've been told, and you fucking already know what it is, and that regret will fucking be there if you guys don't fucking step up and do this shit. I can't do it by my fucking self. I know you wish that some knight in shining armor would just come coming up with jousting sword and push all this shit out of your life. It ain't gonna fucking happen. It's on you. The fucking warrior that's going to fucking change this, that's going to fucking push these fucking communists and these goddamn fascist criminals out of our fucking country, go look in the mirror and you'll see one of them. If you got the fucking balls and you got the fucking spine, you certainly have the jurisdictional authority to do so. Meanwhile, DHS is molding would trigger some extreme measures, many of which have been taken during past border surges such as 2021 and 2019, 2020, 2020. Oh, you fucking cocksuckers. We know what your fucking border surge is. The goddamn border's wide fucking open. You'll walk right across that son of a bitch. All the fucking... people playing border fucking patrol that are fucking playing the game and filling out the corporate fucking papers, which are fucking criminal in their essence, have been sent over to goddamn Ukraine over there. What a clusterfuck they're losing. I mean, that's falling apart. I mean, that is a disaster. And so they're going to try and jump back to this phony fucking lie of fucking COVID-19 doesn't exist. Hell, we've been going on, life's been going on around here, no fucking buddy, even pretending. Thank God it's gone. Thank God this whole fucking fraud is fucking gone. But they're going to step up and just shove this fraud right back in your face, and you ought to put a fucking bullet in it when they do it. The department could surge hundreds of thousands of additional personnel from Customs and Border Protection, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the Transportation Security Administration, Citizenship and Immigration Services, and medical personnel from the Department of Health and Services. Every one of these is a non-governmental fucking agency. We did not elect these fucking people to do shit for us. We did not hire these people to do shit for us. This foreign corporation that is unlawfully in occupation of our highest seats of power fucking created these fucking organizations and hired the contractors to commit fucking crimes against we the fucking people. And they are fucking, every time one of them they let cross is a fucking crime. But why are they committing these crimes with I'll declare my sovereignty if they try to prosecute me because I got rid of the fucking common law courts. So you got rid of the common law courts and declared fucking war on us. That means we get to shoot bullets at you motherfuckers. That's what war means. You better look it up. Now, Fossey, God damn it, says it may be necessary to reinstitute COVID restrictions to stop an additional surge. You see this fucking catch 21 this little prick thinks he's going to put us into? Well, either we don't need it, but we have to reinsert it, and everybody has to fucking obey it, or we'll have our corporate fucking thugs come after you, or else we're going to have this surge at the fucking border. Oh, really? How about we have neither, motherfucker? How about we bury your fucking ass 6 feet in the fucking ground where it should be already for the treason you have openly committed? Prima fucking facie. You've removed the courts, but you have not removed the fucking law, motherfucker, or the jurisdiction to fucking enforce it. Oh, you see the catch 21 this fucker's trying to put you in? This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The media is realizing they may not get the war they wanted. So, listen, this is right. The media is realizing they may not get the war they wanted, so they're slowly pivoting back to the COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. Only just COVID. They're just COVID. They think, oh, we just call it COVID. They're not going to. COVID doesn't exist. COVID doesn't exist. I don't give a fuck what you call it. We know it's a goddamn fraud. We know it's a lie. We know it's a fucking operation. It's an operation for the fucking goddamn recolonization of our country. And by God, you will not fucking succeed. You will all fucking die. Dr. Fossey on Thursday. Dr. Fossey, fucking that chicken neck little son of a bitch. On Thursday, remember he disappeared during their little attempt at fucking this shit in the Ukraine. It's like it would never happen, you know. But everybody's walking around, no fucking mask on, and all this shit, and all the people that are regretting or dying. I mean, you're seeing the statistics of the debt, the results of the goddamn biological agent they have, stupid people have allowed to be put into their body. You're seeing it, and it was being reported. And Fossey was dug in a hole in a fucking bunker some fucking where. But now this whole goddamn thing, I mean, it was so piss poorly fucking planned and so fucking off. I mean, right at the time when they should have been arresting Hunter Biden and the big guy for fucking goddamn international fucking espionage and treason and fraud, defrauding the American people out of billions of fucking dollars. I mean, when these fuckers should be in jail. Well, just like fucking Hillary should have been in jail. Just like Cuomo should have been in jail. They're claiming their sovereign immunity. I say you claim your sovereign immunity and shoot the son of a bitches because you do have sovereign immunity because you're shooting them to enforce the fucking law. The written, ratified, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Floated the idea of going back to more COVID restrictions such as mandatory masking so we can keep Title 42 in place. We're going to pretend that there's a fucking... This is talk about wiping your ass on. We're going to pretend that the pretend COVID-19 doesn't exist. Fucking still does not exist. How in the fuck else are you going to say it? So that we don't have, or else we're going to have this surge at the border. You're either going to put your fucking mask back on. You're going to fucking, we're going to start with the fucking mandates without authority. These goddamn fucking corporate cocksucking fucking dictates without authority that are in fact violations of the fucking law. Or we're going to have to declare it over and go ahead and declare it. If you want to even declare it a fraud, and then we got to let all these people. No, we don't got to do either, motherfucker. We can stop 170,000 motherfuckers. I guarantee you, we can stop them all. When they're not going to get in the goddamn plane ticket to where they want to go and free Walmart and $270-some a fucking day, and instead the fucking bullets are flying at them, I guarantee those little motherfuckers are going to yip-by the other fucking way. And I don't care what fucking nationality they are, they're going back to where they fucking come from. We did not agree to accept them. This is not with the consent of the people. This is against the goddamn will of the people. This is a goddamn unlawful fucking corporation created in violation of the fucking law that thinks they're going to cram this shit down our throat. Well, we got fucking guns, motherfucker, and we got weaponry. We will not have it crammed down our throat. If we can get our goddamn balls pumped up and get our spines straight, we don't have to fucking take it. China locked down 51 million. Do I fucking care what China did? I mean, of course they're going to throw this fucking propaganda. I ain't went there. I ain't went and counted 51 million. You believe any goddamn thing these son of a bitches say? You're a fucking fool. China locked down 51 million people amid a COVID outbreak in the northeastern province of, Jilin, and the southern cities of, Shenzhen. And, I mean, listen to this shit. This is in our goddamn news. Get the fuck out of our country. Get the fuck out of our lives. Speak fucking English and get the fuck out. ABC News reported earlier this week. Germany also sounded the alarm on Monday, and the COVID has, reached a critical level after the number of infections rose to a record high. This fucking shit was gone 2 weeks ago, people. Do they think we cannot fucking see this? No, they know we can see it. They're saying, well, we can't push here. We're going to push here. We're going to put, you pushed us back here. We can't sell this to people. We can't get nobody stupid enough to go over to the Ukraine and have their goddamn passport cut up and be left there to be killed. So we can say, all these Americans are being killed over there in the Ukraine. We have to send in the NATO military to fucking stop the killing. These are Americans. No, they're fucking not. I'm glad they're cutting their passports up. You're now a Ukrainian, you son of a bitch. Go live as a Ukrainian. You love that fucking place, you fucking fight for it. And the goddamn one world order you fucking are fighting for. And neo-Nazism you are fighting for. Nazism. That's pretty Orwellian thing, isn't it? We're our friend is East Asia. We've been at war with West Asia forever. Next week it's our friend is West Asia. We've been at war with East Asia forever. The people, they know. But they know what the fuck, they're just scared. You're fucking scared. You're a bunch of fucking cunts. You're a fucking bully. You think Biden's a bully? I mean, could that fucker come up to you and just smack you around and tell you what to do? I can see some of you son of a bitch as big as Arnold Schwarzenegger just letting him slap you around. Oh, don't get me. Because you wrote something on a piece of paper and you have foreign mercenaries hired in violation of the fucking law. Send the son of a bitches. You can't send them. You fucking know it. You can't get the guns. Everything you're doing is falling apart in your fucking lap. And you're fucking looking at the god. You're smelling that hemp rope and it is coming your fucking way. Right now you're starting to think, wow, because you were thinking this could not happen. Ever could this happen. Never could it. Well, it's happening, ain't it? Just like I said, 30 years ago, we would have said none of this shit could have happened, but it's happening, isn't it? And this, what we're telling you is going to fucking happen too. We have the goddamn right and we have the armament to fucking do it. All we have to have is the goddamn will and the goddamn backbone and the goddamn balls to enforce it. DHS could request aircraft from the U.S. Marshal Services to help transfer migrants to other areas of the border, to help them come into your country so that then they can institute the mandate again anyway, because, oh, goddamn, we got a whole new breakout from all these fucking son of a bitches we just let across your fucking border in violation of your fucking law. You guys realize even the admiralty law that's on the books hasn't been enforced in goddamn fuck ever. Even clear back to when Reagan was going to let just 3 million in that turned into be 10 million. They weren't enforcing the fucking the laws that they had put on their own corporate policies. But they don't have to because they own the corporation. But they don't own the United States. They are in occupation here in violation of our law. And we have the right to shoot their fucking asses out of here. We have the right to hang them for fucking sedition and fucking treason. The absolute goddamn right. migrants to other areas of the border and call it an in or call on additional air and ground transportation from the Department of Defense. So here's your goddamn army that's supposed to be protecting your sovereignty going to go down and fucking help the motherfuckers invade your country. Well, that's what they got left because the fucking people who fucking care about this country, who really thought they were fighting for this country, even though they were delusional in thinking so, have fucking, you, this is shit you can't ignore. You have to fucking see it. When they started saying, well, we're going to give you the death shot too. No. I'll shoot you. Oh, I'm just like these other motherfucking, the goddamn radicals in this country. That's what you are. If you fucking believe in the goddamn law of this country, you're a fucking radical. That's what the goddamn son of a bitches back in the goddamn King's Day said. Back in goddamn the 1700s said. That's what they said before they marched on fucking Concord, wasn't it? We're going to go get these rebels, these goddamn traitors, these treasonous bastards who want to enforce their goddamn natural rights to goddamn own property on this goddamn... Who do you fucking think you own this planet, motherfucker? Which one of you motherfuckers thinks you owns it? Step up! By your fucking selves, just like that GC Ping fucking 2-centimeter Peter motherfucker. Think about meeting him on the fucking street. Man to man, mano a mano. What the fuck is he? He's nothing. Without a all he's got is a fucking group of thugs that can control that many goddamn people. And you Chinese are pathetic for allowing it. You could live fucking free, you stupid asses. Of course, they probably don't give you a bullet for the gun unless you're fucking heading to shoot somebody besides them. I guarantee you when he's marching those goddamn big fields of people across him, they're turning their heads with their camo on. I guarantee you there ain't one bullet and one fucking gun they're carrying. Because it'd be too easy to whip it around and pop that fucker in the head. They have got you, but goddamn it, you, man, I don't know. Are you smart enough to work your way out of it? Are you smart enough to get rid of your tyrannical fucking dictatorship? Because we're not going to allow one in this goddamn country. Officials could also request dozens of buses from the Bureau of Prison to transport. I mean, goddamn, every resource we have, let's take it down there and let's get these 170,000 infected fucking people who aren't infected with nothing because COVID-19 doesn't fucking exist. I mean, you see the fucking circle jerk they're trying to put you in? The goddamn catch-21 they're trying to put you in? Well, you can end the mask. I know you guys can tell us to fuck off and we don't, you don't have to put those masks back on. You don't have, we can't mandate. You've done told us that we don't have the authority. You've proven we don't have the authority. You've proven we're committing high treason and pretending that we have the fucking authority. You've fucking proven it. But, and you can end it. But then, the Title 42 won't work no more. Well, why wouldn't it? If you're going to still claim that goddamn COVID-19 existed, it exists in those 170,000, they got to stay out of this fucking country. That's all there is to it. But we're not going to do it by admiralty. The reason they can't come in this country is because it belongs to the American nationals. And we have the goddamn right to proceed with due process before what belongs to us is taken from us. And you have to do it as an individual in your individual capacity, each and every fucking one of us. And you know it. And that's what old Hillary was talking about. I'm not Hillary, but goddamn, I got those two confused because they look so much alike. Pelosi was talking about sovereign immunity and the common law. I even seen common law court written on that goddamn document. Huh. Maybe the shit we've been screaming for 10 years. Well, maybe that's what they've been fucking using to keep themselves from being prosecuted as they fucking committed crimes against you and stole your fucking country. Could be. We'll be right back. Maybe we'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
To a marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan, fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die?
Axes flash, rocks will swing, shining armors piercing a ring. Houses run with a powder shield.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:48 Pacific time, and of course that was Heather Alexander with March of Cambridge. How many are we gonna, have to make them all fucking die. That's how many. You do not get rid of goddamn communists by saying go away, or you want them to go away, or you found, you've discovered the fraud and the fucking theft that they have fucking committed. Alrighty. Here we go. Not that one. Let's see. Let's look here. Okay, that one there. All right, billions of dollars in Ukraine have gone missing, yet politicians send off billions more. What? What? I mean, $28 trillion fucking dollars already gone. $30 trillion now. We don't know where it went. I know where it went, into the pockets of the goddamn international elite 1%. That's where it went. Where the rest of this goddamn money's going? It's being run through a fucking corporate fucking laundering machine in fucking Ukraine, run by the fucking Biden goddamn cartel. Hunter and the big guy. And this is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Let me see. I got to get over here so I can work this damn thing and see if this is going to happen. Yep. Okay. We reported on numerous U.S. Politicians who all have their hands in the cookie jar. U.S. politicians with their hands in the cookie jar for this phony, fucking, lying, goddamn con job in fucking the Ukraine that we have no goddamn interest in. Yeah, I bet you we do. Who all have their hands in the cookie jar in Ukraine. But the fact is, Ukraine politicians also have their hands in the cookie jars. Well, no! I won't believe that this is just another fucking theft, just like when Donald Trump got into office. Hey, the people who, the son of a bitches who fucking, perpetrated the derivatives fraud in 2008 and took fucking 100 million people's fucking homes, put them out of in the goddamn streets. These same fucking people that did that, he gave them fucking $3.2 trillion, let them bring in all their ill-begotten fucking wealth that they had stashed offshore, taken from our fucking resources, and these same fucking people right now, fucking Biden's handing them their cut, because it's mafia, mafia, mafia. They've made their bones. They won't rat on each other. And if they start to talk about it, like with Pelosi, Pelosi will start talking about that sovereign immunity. The fact that there is no goddamn law over the fucking individual in their individual capacity. But that bitch has committed crimes against we the fucking people, and as individuals, we still hold that jurisdiction. They can't take the jurisdiction away. They can close the fucking courts, but that means it's fucking open contract. That means open fucking war, and which they've already declared on us. So what the fuck are we waiting on? In 2019, we reported on Ukraine businessman Igor, Kolomoisky, fucking foreign pricks, who controlled Ukraine's largest commercial bank, private bank. This bank was said to control, Bursima, the oil and gas company that gave, Hunter Biden millions of dollars, people. Right there, why isn't there, instead of fucking this push for fucking people to go over there and get into a fucking foreign fucking war that doesn't exist, that's a wag the dog fucking war, why aren't there fucking arrests being made? Because they can only be prosecuted in the fucking common law by we the fucking people. They've created a fucking corporation, an unlawful corporation, which will get them hung. It's a violation of the law just in its existence, let alone you trying to use it to fucking subjugate and enslave our fucking people and take our fucking property. But we can fucking, I mean, it's war. It is war, but it ain't in fucking Ukraine. It's right fucking here.
This is the war we have to fucking fight. This bank was said to control Burisma, the oil and gas company that gave Hunter Biden millions. John Kerry was involved in Burisma as well. Not John Kerry. There were reports that the, goddamn, Cole Manosky somehow lost $1.8 billion of the bank's money. Just whoops-a-daisy, where'd that go? Man, where'd I leave? $1.8 billion. It was, I mean, fuck, it was on goddamn pallets. I mean, it's hard to lose a pallet full of fucking, they stacked 6 feet high with $100 bills, but damn it, some misplaced that somewhere. It was suspected that the money went offshore someplace. It went offshore someplace. Wonder where. I mean, go look in the same fucking accounts that were fucking stuffed with the fucking wealth of our country when they, back in 2008, they sent, we paid for them to send our fucking, our factories and our goddamn industry over to fucking China where they could operate them with slave labor using our fucking resources taken from us for nothing. In violation of the fucking our right to due process of the law, because they belong to each and every single individual one of us, and they would have to take it from each and every single individual one of us, and each and every single individual one of us has the right to shoot their fucking ass if they try to take it outside our law. We also reported on all the U.S. politicians who have involved, who were involved in Ukraine, and it wasn't just for world peace. It wasn't to help out the people of Ukraine either. U.S. politicians weren't the only people involved in suspect. No, you're going to put, you're suspect, you motherfuckers. You can, if it's in common, man, you fucking have them already convicted before they're arrested. They're not suspect. These motherfuckers did this prima facie out in the goddamn open. And we've known about it for fucking years. Suspect money transactions in Ukraine. Former Ukraine President Poroshenko promised to put his businesses, his business aside when he became president. If I get elected, I will wipe the slate clean and sell the Roshan concern. As president of Ukraine, I plan to commit to focus exclusively on welfare of the nation. Poroshenko told the German newspaper by Bild less than 2 months before his election. God, these are hard to fucking read, and I didn't get to pre-read them. I ain't going to tell you why. They don't fucking matter. Instead, actions by his financial advisors and Poroshenko himself, who is worth an estimated U.S. $858 million, made it appear that the candy magnate was more concerned about his own welfare than his country, going so far as to arguably violate the law twice. No! Violating their the law of Ukraine, too? Misrepresent information and deprive his countries of badly needed tax dollars during a time of war. That's high treason. Somebody just hung this fucker, right? No, Poroshenko did this by setting up an offshore holding company to move his business to British Virgin Islands. Oh, there it is. There's that fat little cunt sitting on the fucking throne. British Virgin Islands, a notorious offshore jurisdiction often used to hide ownership of and evade fucking taxes. Criminal, 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 criminal. But see, people have discovered this and found out what it's about, and nobody's, and the dumbasses that went over there are fucking now crying on Facebook and fucking tweeting, oh God, they're taking us up there, giving us 10 bullets if we even get a gun, and they're putting us up there to get shot because you know why? They want a bunch of Americans killed. How many Americans those dirty Russians have fucking killed? Unarmed, just put them up there, you know, where the artillery shells are being fired and where they're hitting. You go over there, we'll shoot you in the back with a machine gun. Don't forget who you're dealing with here, motherfucker. And when enough of them have been killed, this many Americans have been killed. We can't allow Americans to be killed because they were fucking stupid enough to go along with a fucking con job for billions of fucking dollars put into the pockets of fucking Well, Hunter Biden and the big guy and his fucking cohorts over there in the Ukraine, where he runs his syndicate. However, the release of the Panama Papers showed Poroshenko's action might be illegal on two counts. He started a new company while president, and he did not report the company on his disclosure statements. Could be. I mean, I love the way they put this shit. It could be, but there ain't no place to fucking prosecute it, so it isn't. That's why they can say could be. Same way that fucking you could say Nancy Pelosi could be a fucking goddamn enemy of the fucking United States of America, a goddamn traitor, a seditious fucking communist. Could be. She fucking is. But if you want to is her and fucking dunk her fucking ass, you got two choices. You can go through the goddamn administrative admiralty where, well, no competent district DA or what do they call them? State attorney general will fucking even put together a phony fucking not real goddamn grand jury to investigate and to indict her ass. No way. She's guilty of sin. We'll admit it. But we can't prosecute her because, well, she has pictures of us fucking poodles too. Everybody's made their fucking bones. That's how mafia works. The current president of Ukraine ran against corruption in the country. that's funny. But he had a bit blemishes too. He had connections to banker. Oh, not a banker. No. I won't hear these bankers called criminals. That's just not right, people. Banker called Kolo Moisky. And he was accused of having $41 million in offshore funds. This is all fucking money and an attempt to fucking, well, fucking international genocide. You people going to go kill each other while these motherfuckers are stuffing their fucking bank accounts with fucking money stolen from the American fucking, well, they ain't stolen from us. It's not legit. It's fucking fraud. We want it fucking back. And you're going to give it fucking back. And then you're going to fucking hang for the fucking crimes you committed in fucking accumulating it. How about that? So,
hey,
Lentz.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, there's Ole Morsky. You know where he's from, right? Oy, Kavala. I'm telling you, he's a Jew.
Goddamn right he is. And here's another one. Zelensky capitalized on widespread public anger of corruption, but his 2019 campaign was dogged by doubts over his anti-graft bona fides, given that his campaign was boosted by media belonging to Kolomowski. I mean, God damn it, people. Just reading this to a fucking common law jury, they hang. The papers they signed to put these goddamn little actions together to move this money, they hang. But see, you're in a foreign jurisdiction. Now you're over there in the Ukraine jurisdiction. They're taking our goddamn wealth and putting it under a fucking foreign jurisdiction. You'll hang for that. You can't fucking do it. These aren't allocations from a fucking the people. This is not by the consent of our people. You can't pretend it is. I mean, this is how goddamn in your face this shit has got. I mean, it's like this, you know, the fact that they're trying so hard to fucking knock us out, you know, to get the move that fucking mountain out of the fucking way so that they can start their milquetoast shit and get people to go out and play the fucking voting game again in a goddamn corrupt, fucking unlawful, fucking corporate, fucking arranged, goddamn selection. It's not even an election. And every one of them's got INC behind their names, man. Who is accused of stealing, he only got $5.5 billion from his own bank and funneling it offshore in concert with his partner, oh God, this one here, Hanadity. Boholubov. they're really getting on to us about this goddamn fucking theft in the United States. We'll have to commit the theft in a foreign fucking country. Well, the fucking Bidens, they're fucking got a criminal cartel set up over there in the Ukraine. Let's do it through there. And fucking we can do it under the cover of fucking a war with fucking goddamn Russia. which fucking we have no goddamn business. The reason they go to fucking Ukraine is because the United States has no goddamn connections or business with the motherfuckers. This is just like, you know, going offshore with these offshore banks. This is an off country fucking country where they think they can just go in and, because it is a fucking cesspool of fucking corruption, that they can just go in and steal our fucking money and launder it over there and put it in their goddamn accounts. But goddamn, I guarantee you, fucking the big guy and fucking Hunter's fucking, man, they're packing their pockets right now, people. And every son of a bitch that got a part of that $3.2 trillion from Trumpy is getting a hunk of this fucking cash right now. That's what it's all about. Each election, who can put the most in our fucking 1% fucking pockets, take the most from the most people and give it to us and impoverish the people, take their fucking property, sell their fucking property without due process of the fucking law, step all over their goddamn Bill of Rights, because we used to didn't know that son of a bitch existed even. Most people didn't. But now we fucking do. We do to the point that it's got so fucking risky to do it over here, they're going to go over to someplace like the fucking Ukraine and do it. Well, no, you're not. You are going to end. I don't give a fuck. It's just like we said before. When we take this country back, I don't give a fuck. You can go over to Ukraine. You can go to any goddamn country you want to and fucking dig your goddamn spider hole. They will have 72 hours to turn our wealth back over to us and you, or we'll fucking nuke them. Plain and fucking simple. And that's, you keep telling yourself it can't fucking happen. Keep telling yourself it can't fucking happen. That's what the stupid asses in this country did. Sat on their fucking asses and said, no, this can never happen. Instead of stepping up and fucking making goddamn sure it didn't happen. That was our fucking error here. A lot of us have fucking fought this son of a bitch from the get-go. I mean, it figured it out even. In the heart of the campaign, a political ally of incumbent President Petro, oh, here we go, Poroshenko, published a chart on Facebook purporting to show that Zelensky and his television production partners were beneficiaries of a web of offshore firms that allegedly received $41 million in funds from Kolomoisky's private bank. God almighty, people. I'm sitting here, I mean, every bit of this is an indictment. This is a fucking indictment if it was written correctly. That ally, Valdemar Ariev, didn't provide evidence, and his accusations have never been proven. But, well, you got, well, first place, you got to have some place to fucking prove them. You think the goddamn administrative admiralty fucking exists over here? You better fucking believe it fucking exists in the Ukraine. I mean, Jesus Christ almighty. But the Pandora Papers show that at least some of the details in this alleged scheme correspond to reality. Well, you go back to where they're talking about Hunter Biden. Was he fucking hired by that firm? Didn't know a goddamn thing about the subject matter that the firm handled and paid $1 million to fucking be sat on a board and where I guess he sat there and twiddled his fucking thumbs because he couldn't even have known what they were talking about. Is this not fucking the Biden criminal fucking syndicate's fucking goddamn base, the Ukraine? And see, the people have figured it out. That's why they're shooting back over. We get Fossey over here. No, you're not going to divert back to a fucking diversion. That fucking toasted, that ousted, that debunked. It ain't going to fucking work. Sooner or later, people, you got to pull those fucking triggers. These fuckers will keep bouncing around like this, stealing billions and trillions until you're sitting in a goddamn pile of fucking third world junk that doesn't even belong to you. Your fucking clothes won't even belong to you. You'll either fight or you will be fucking put in a goddamn ditch. How do you think about your little child, you know, a 4 or 5 year old child and going over to the ditch and getting popped in the head with a fucking 40 caliber hollow point? Think about that. Do you have the balls to fucking step up? Would you take that bullet for your fucking kid or your grandchild? Would you do it? Are you that big a goddamn coward? The leaked documents show information on 10 companies in the network that match structures detailed in IREV's charts. And that's the end of that article. So we'll go back down here and go to this article, I think. Oh, that was the wrong one. This article. Billions more Americans' tax money go to Israel. At the same time, they're fucking stealing. I mean, God almighty. See, trillions add up. I mean, I can remember when I was a kid, $1 million. They talked about millionaire. Oh, he's a millionaire. He has $2 million, man. I mean, these were the powerhouses of the fucking world. When they were talking about, and it was still debt dollars back then. And shit, yeah, you have $2 million of debt you can transfer around. But then they went to, you know, when they went to a billion, it was like, odd thing to say, a billion. God, a billion is just such an outrageous fucking number to even fucking comprehend, you know. And then they went to trillion. And pretty soon they will go to bi-trillion or whatever, gazillion, whatever fucking comes next. And I mean, you talk about a gazillion, that's a gazillion. What the hell would you call it? It's like a fucking funny way of saying just an impossible fucking amount. But it is an amount. And they will get to it. And you'll be like Zimbabwe with a fucking $20 trillion bill that won't buy a fucking loaf of bread. Because this shit ain't never been worth nothing. At any rate, at the same time that all this theft is going on over there in the goddamn corporate fucking mafia cartel, Biden cartel, fucking Ukraine, their base of operations, you have billions more of American tax dollars going to goddamn Israel. This is from If Americans Knew, sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Oh, let's see. We'll get into this a little bit. President Biden, the fucking international criminal, fucking Joe Biden, just signed, just signed a piece of paper that will give Israel an additional $1 billion of American tax money this year, on top of the approximately $4 billion Israel was already slated to get from Americans who never have any say about it. Yes, we do have say. You just won't do it. We have all the fucking say. We have all the jurisdiction. We can remove these fucking criminals at will. But you got to have that goddamn will. I mean, Jesus, I've never said cowardly fucking people in the... We'll go down in history as the most cowardly fucking bunch of fucking people to ever breathe air. Since the media virtually never tell them about how much of their money is being given to a small, rich, foreign country. Yeah, they do. They're telling them right now. They tell you all the fucking time. A $38 billion direct fucking tax on the American people for who? For fucking Israel. I think that's pretty goddamn clear that they do not have the fucking authority to tax our people for a foreign fucking country. I guess it ain't a foreign fucking country. I guess it's part of the Queen's fucking realm. It's part of the fucking Empire of Zion. And they will take what they fucking want to take, and you'll take it because you're a bunch of fucking pussies. I told you people, they're pushing them in here. Now, this goddamn thing with Fosse, they were planning on bringing more people from a different direction. They want hardened soldiers, but don't think that those fucking drug cartels that are operating inside our fucking borders, trafficking, I mean, committing crimes against humanity, crimes that would get you or me fucking hung. We'd get the fucking needle if we got caught doing something like that. It just as an example that there is law in this country, but they couldn't do it legally. There would be no common law court. But the thing is, they'll just kill you if they want to. What are you going to do about it? Shine your fucking gun some more? I'm telling you, this needs to be stopped now, and there's one way to fucking stop it, and it is an absolute fucking way to stop it. And why whoever's out there telling you that this, not to do this and giving you some kind of reason why, you make them fucking explain it to you. Why would you let more motherfucking enemy fucking forces come in and build armies behind your goddamn lines? Why would you? That is illogical. Anybody that tells you that's the thing to do is a goddamn fucking traitor. Plain and fucking simple. You either fight or you lose this goddamn country, because you keep letting them pump them in. Like I said, it'll be 500 to 1. Then it'll be 400 to 1, 300 to 1, 200, 1, right down to 1 to 1. And then it'll be two of them against one of you. Because there's 7 billion people in this fucking country all wanting to come here, being invited here to fucking free Walmart. To be given what belongs to you, to recolonize this place with fucking slaves that would be slaves in their own country, but they get better scraps in this goddamn country. I'll not settle for fucking scraps. I want my fucking country back. I want my fucking wealth back, and I want my goddamn fucking liberty back. And I want that goddamn law that is the fucking supreme, superior, absolute fucking unalienable law for the United States of these Americas, for each individual American national, ratified December 15, 1791 by representatives of those individual nationals and fucking forced without fucking tolerance. I want it fucking to you fucking go to fucking, and you do anything outside of a common law court. You do any goddamn unlawful action outside of a common law court, you're coming to that common law court and you're going to fucking hang outside. We'll hang people outside the fucking courthouse until it looks like a goddamn mobile over a kid's bassinet. You people had better do some thinking this weekend. You better think about what you better do now, because they're pumping troops in. They're pumping troops in. You're fucking letting them. If you got rid of the head of that fucking snake, they wouldn't be pumping troops in. The motherfuckers would be running the other way, because a fucking free Walmart, see, just put free Walmart in one hand, hot lead coming at you in the left hand. Which one are you fucking going to, are you going to fucking come or are you going to fucking go? Are you going to face hot lead for that fucking free Walmart? No. Hell, they're carrying them across the goddamn Rio Grande, like I said. You better make up your fucking minds if you're going to be fucking, you're going to leave slavery to your fucking grandchildren. Or if you're going to stand up and leave them the goddamn Bill of Rights, the autonomy that they were fucking guaranteed if you had the balls to enforce it. Anyway, that's enough for me. We'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, let me see how to get rid of this son of a bitch. Until then, well, no, that didn't do it. Let's see here. I had to fucking do this shit here. It was a breakdown. I can't get my board back here. Nope. That ain't it. I guess the Lord's going to have to come up here and show me how to get my fucking board back. Or do that, maybe. Yeah, there we go. Anyway. Like I said, guys, you know, fucking, You just better consider the fuck. You better step back and not listen to fucking assholes who have never had the balls to fight in 30 fucking years and decide if you're going to save your goddamn progeny, your fucking, your grandchildren, or if you're going to let them dig you up and piss in your fucking face for being the coward that you are. We have a chance here right now. We could fucking do this. We could fucking take the head of that fucking snake off easy, but it would cost some lives and we'd have to fucking do it. And that is the word from the trenches. Maybe. Here we go.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!